Well, the high school football season kicks off tonight for a few area teams, and among the games is an eight-man contest featuring Adair, Casey, and Cam in Anita. This battle of rated rivals can be heard live tonight here on KJAN AM 1220 and FM 101.1, and as well on the web. We're broadcasting live online at KJAN.com. The game tonight features two teams who were very good last year and two teams who are expected to be very good this season as well. They played each other twice last year, once in the regular season, once in the second round of the playoffs. Both those games were won by Adair Casey. Bomber coach Wade Anderson says it's tough to start the season with a rival who has such a very good team.
They're a very good team. We're a very good team last year and returned most everybody from their squad last year. So it's a scary outfit to run up against any time of the year, let alone right away early on. We return a lot too, but we're moving some guys around and just getting the experience and gelling together on the line. And then what we'd like to do defensively takes some time. So it's going to be an interesting game. It's going to rely on a lot of breaks, but they're definitely the favorite coming into this game, and we just got to come out and do the best we can, and then hopefully come out with a W. But most of all, stay injury-free and get better going into our district play.
Well, Cam coach Joe Woolham says Adair Casey still has a powerful running game.
Clayton Plowman's one of the best running backs in the state. Very hard for us to tackle, and if he does get in the open field, we probably don't have anybody that can catch him. So we got to make sure we can bump him at the line of scrimmage and slow him down and then gang tackle from there. He does a great job. He makes you miss. He can outrun you, and he can run through you as well. So he's a huge threat at running back. Up front, they'll have the sewer kid, probably the biggest kid we'll face all year, up front blocking for him. And our quarterback also does a good job carrying out fakes and stuff too. So, you've put too much emphasis on Plowman, and the Dinkler kid can run around the line of scrimmage with the football.
Well, we'll have that game live tonight for you here on KJAN. We won't have all our other pregame stuff and activities and what have you going on because this is week zero. We'll start a lot of that next week. We will have a pregame show tonight at 6:30, kickoff set for 7 o'clock. You can catch the game live right here. Chris Parks will join me for the call to the ball game tonight. There are some other week zero matchups in the region. Very few, but some. In eight-man football tonight, Lennox will host East Union. Coon Rapids Bayard plays at Grandview Park Baptist. Heartland Christian hosting Ankeny Christian. Moravia plays at Lamoni, while Seymour is at Mormon Trail, and Glidden Ralston will host Murray. Also in Class 2A play tonight, Clark is at Clarinda Academy. All those games underway at 7 o'clock this evening. Iowa defensive lineman John Sawhill is leaving the Hawkeyes because of an injury during preseason practice. Coach Kirk Ferentz said yesterday the senior from Jefferson joined the program earlier this summer after playing for Drake while he earned his bachelor's degree. Ferentz says Sawhill had complications from a prior injury and decided to forego his remaining year of eligibility to work in the private sector. Iowa opens the season September 1st against Northern Illinois at Soldier Field in Chicago. A wide receiver, Devin Smith, is transferred from Penn State to Marshall. Marshall coach Doc Holliday announced Smith's transfer yesterday. Smith, a senior, will be eligible to play this season because of the NCAA's penalties against Penn State following the Jerry Sandusky case. The 5'7", 147-pound Smith caught 25 passes for 402 yards and two touchdowns at Penn State last season. He also returned kicks. Smith is the second former Nittany Lions player to transfer to Marshall, joining junior cornerback Derek Thomas. On NFL news, the Texans have agreed to a new contract with left tackle Dwayne Brown. The six-year contract is worth $53.4 million, with $22-plus million guaranteed. He's a durable anchor on the line to protect quarterback Matt Schaub and open up holes for running back Arian Foster. The 6'4", 320-pound lineman has started all but four games since Houston drafted him with the 26th overall pick in 2008. In other NFL news, the NFL says San Diego Chargers defensive tackle Garrett Brown has been suspended without pay for the first four of the regular season games for the team for violating the league's policy on performance-enhancing substances. Seattle coach Pete Carroll says Terrell Owens will make his debut for Seattle Saturday night at Denver. The veteran wide receiver signed with Seattle August 6th and had just a couple of days of practice before the preseason opener against Tennessee. Carroll says it wouldn't have been fair to run Owens out there that quickly. It'll be the first NFL game action for Owens since Week 15 of the 2010 season with Cincinnati. A couple of preseason games last night. It was Cincinnati beating Atlanta 24-19, while Cleveland topped Green Bay 35-10. The NFL has provided the federal judge with what it says is evidence that Commissioner Roger Goodell did not improperly prejudge players in the bounty investigation. The evidence includes a copy of a letter the NFL Players Association sent the league on March 7th, asking Goodell to delay punishment of players implicated in the Saints bounty probe. It also includes a sworn declaration from Goodell in which he states he was prepared to hand down player discipline at the same time that he announced suspensions for coaches and executives on March 21st. Goodell's declaration states that he held off after verbally agreeing to do so in a phone conversation with union head Demoris Smith. Attorneys for four suspended players have argued that Goodell showed improper bias with comments that he made before announcing player discipline. Coach Jeff Fisher might add a few more plays to the game plan for the St. Louis Rams' second preseason game. However, players know they can be a lot better, too. Middle linebacker James Laurinaitis says it's not about the calls, but how they'll be executed in the Governor's Cup game against the Kansas City Chiefs tomorrow night. Running back Steven Jackson said an offense only needs one play to score. The Rams were dominated on both sides of the ball in a 38-3 rout at Indianapolis last week in a matchup of two win teams that tied for the NFL's worst record in 2011. Jackson noted the Rams were unbeaten in the preseason last year, and it didn't serve as a launching pad for the regular season. Jackson, like the rest of the team, wants to see improvements all over, whether or not it's the offense is vanilla. Fisher said most players will probably go a little deeper into the game, perhaps a series or so, but he said the approach still would be pretty conservative. You catch that Chiefs-Rams preseason game tomorrow night here on KJAN. Pregame at 6 o'clock and kickoff set for 7 o'clock. I'll have more sports after this timeout.
In today's world, our cell phones have become a vital part of our lives. Whether it's staying in touch with loved ones or updating our status on Facebook, make sure you have the best cell phone coverage by signing up with Verizon Wireless at White Pole Road Sailor. Hi, this is Janet. If you're looking to stay up to date on the latest in smartphones, or you just want a basic cell phone that's easy to use, our wide variety is sure to fit your needs. Or if you're on the go, don't forget about our hands-free Blue Parrot headsets. At White Pole Road Sailor, we're a locally owned Verizon Wireless provider. Dean Stormer and I have over 20 years of experience, and we'd be glad to walk you through the latest in cell phone technology, like the new talk-to-text feature. Or if you need a reliable locksmith, Wayne Johnson does residential and commercial work. White Pole Road Sailor in Anita, open Monday through Friday from 7:30 to 6, and on Saturday, 8 to noon. Give us a call at 712-762-3022. Or come see us at White Pole Road Sailor, 764 Main Street in Anita.
In Major League Baseball yesterday, Paul Goldschmidt and Chris Young homered on consecutive pitches from Jason Mott with one out of the ninth inning to lead the Arizona Diamondbacks over the St. Louis Cardinals 2-1. With St. Louis up 1-0 on Alan Craig's RBI single in the fifth, Mott struck out Miguel Montero leading off the ninth. Goldschmidt, who hit a 456-foot homer in Wednesday's loss, fouled off three full-count pitches and then drove a pitch to center for his 18th homer of the season. Young stepped to the plate and hit the next pitch over the left field wall for his 12th homer, turning out to be the game winner. Elsewhere in the National League, Pittsburgh beat the L.A. Dodgers 10-6, the Mets over Cincinnati 8-4, Atlanta beat San Diego 6-0, Milwaukee over Philadelphia 7-4, Colorado beat Miami 5-3. In the American League, Coco Crisp and Yoenis Cespedes homered, and Dan Straley picked up his first Major League victory as the Oakland Athletics beat the Kansas City Royals 3-0 on Thursday night. In other American League action, it was Texas over New York 10-6, Boston beat Baltimore 6-4, White Sox over the Blue Jays 7-2, Tampa Bay beat the LA Angels by a final of 7-0. In other Major League news, baseball owners have approved the sale of the San Diego Padres to a group that includes the O'Malley family and pro golfer Phil Mickelson. The group will buy the franchise from John Moores for around $800 million. Ron Fowler will become the controlling owner. San Francisco Giants general manager Brian Sabian says he's shocked that the All-Star Game MVP Melky Cabrera received a 50-game suspension for a positive testosterone test. The outfielder, the second leading hitter in the National League, will miss the rest of the baseball season and the playoffs if the Giants make it that far. Cardinals catcher Yadier Molina was held out of the starting lineup for the second game in a row Thursday night because of tightness in his back. Molina's hitting .312 with 16 homers and 54 RBIs. Infielder Wilson Betemeet has been placed on the 15-day disabled list by the Baltimore Orioles. He has a wrist injury. In Toronto, a male fan died in a hospital after going into cardiac arrest at Thursday's game between the Blue Jays and the Chicago White Sox. Play was halted for 4 minutes in the seventh inning while the fan received CPR and was carted off on a stretcher. In Pacific Coast League baseball action yesterday, Omaha beat Las Vegas in 11 innings by a score of 7-6, while Tucson knocked off the Iowa Cubs also by a 7-6 final score. In golf news, Carl Pedersen's bogey-free 8-under-par 62 was good for the first-round lead of the Wyndham Championship. He surged to the top with a string of four straight birdies near the end of his round. Pedersen holds a one-shot edge over David Mathis and Tim Clark, neither of whom carded a bogey in their rounds. Defending champion and U.S. Open champ Webb Simpson opened with a 66. This week's tournament ends the points race for the 125 spots in the FedEx Cup playoffs. European Ryder Cup captain Jose Maria Olazabal has selected Irishman Darren Clark and Paul McGinley and Thomas Bjorn of Denmark as vice captains for next month's match against the United States. He has one more vacancy left to fill. The 46-year-old Olazabal was a vice captain alongside his three picks for the 2010 event at Celtic Manor, which Europe won 14.5-13.5. The Ryder Cup will be held at the Medina Country Club in Chicago from September 28th through the 30th. And in local sports news, the Atlantic Community School District has hired Carrie Bradall for the head girls track coaching position at the Atlantic High School. Carrie comes to Atlantic from the Iowa Falls Alden School District, where she held the position of middle school math teacher, head girls cross country coach, and assistant girls track coach. Bradall will be teaching math at the Atlantic Middle School. Bradall succeeds longtime coach Bruce Henderson, who retired after last season. Henderson led the Trojans to 7 state team titles, including 4 in a row from 1998 to 2001. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by White Pole Road Cellular. Call them at 712-762-3022. They're located on Main Street in Anita. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.